Hi, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Amanda, and this is The Pursuit of Badassery, the podcast.
This podcast is all about taking action and creating that badass business abundance and life that you want.
Where we share stories, laughs, wins, and epic fails to show you the whole picture of the entrepreneurial journey.
It's not just unicorns and rainbows, people.
Jump on and follow us through this raw and witty roller coaster.
Where we get down and dirty and go behind the scenes of life and entrepreneurship.
Get on it.
Get over it.
And get after it.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
And I'm Amanda. Welcome to The Pursuit of Badassery, the podcast. For those of you who are joining us from YouTube and not from your headset, we're in the same room for the first time ever in The Pursuit of Badassery podcast history. We're in the same room and not just broadcasting from across the globe. So normally Lynn is in Bangkok, I am in Houston, but today we're both in Bangkok and bringing you all the knowledge.
Absolutely. I'm super stoked to have my business partner here, but that's a whole other podcast. I'm sure we'll talk about that one of these times. Sure. But today's topic, we're talking about strategic alliances. One of our favorite topics definitely has been for a very long time. Yeah. And we believe that strategic alliances are essential to successful businesses. And the reason why is because they work when you're not working. They help you get further. Strategic alliances are absolutely an asset to one's business. So we're going to kind of break down what it is, how to look for one, and how to start creating and forming that alliance.
And it is an alliance. It is not some, I think what there's a misconception for a lot of people who are just starting out in strategic alliances, thinking that you're trying to get people to do stuff for you and to grow your business, but it is an alliance. It's both of you working together, educating each other and really lifting each other up. Ultimately, it's not just a one-sided scenario. So I want to just get that out now.
Yeah, well, let's break that apart. And you'll hear it called different things. You might actually hear us slip up. So it could be called strategic partners, strategic alliances, referral partners. Like, there's lots of different aspects to it. But essentially what it is, it's an individual and it's usually one-on-one. So even if you have a partner within your group, like within your business, a strategic alliance usually is more... almost always it has a strong relationship with one versus both. And that's okay. Like, as long as it's moving the whole ship together. So it's usually one person on one person, and it can be a collective, but you have different dynamics per duo, right? And so building that makes it just that much more impactful, but it can be a group. So don't get us wrong on that. But a strategic alliance is just that. It is somebody that you are strategic with and double-sided, like Amanda said, to really build that structure, whatever that is, that momentum, whatever that is. And that could be in knowledge referrals. It could be in relationships. It could be in just holding each other accountable. But again, we'll kind of break that down.
Yes. So what do you think are the top things to look for when you're looking for a strategic partner?
Oh, well, I feel like they need to align somewhat. So it needs to be somebody that you like, somebody that you can actually get along with, that you align a little bit on values. It doesn't have to be a direct link, but you definitely want an alignment, because if there's conflict, then you're not going to be able to move that far. You want them to be referable or liked by your community, or at least respected. If they're not known, that's okay. I just don't want them to not be liked or not be a good fit. They should have, if they are a referral source, they should have their hands in your prospect pool or your target pool, which is really important, of prospects and ideal clients. And they just need to be willing to make the time. There's so many different things. And again, it could be resources, it could be time, it could even strategic alliances, sometimes they're financial, but it's somebody who's willing to make the time that can move, you guys can move each other forward. So,
and you talked about having that being in the same prospect pool. And I think that's a really important one to refocus on it for a second, because a strategic alliance can be somebody in your same industry.
Yes.
Or in an adjacent industry. So I'll give an example. Lynn, you had an insurance company for a long time. You did
security.
I don't know what I just said.
That's all right. Because that was my strategic alliance.
I know. That's what, you know, I knew what I was saying in my head and then it came out the other way. Yeah. However, you both have the same types of clients, but you're not directly the same business. Conversely, you had another strategic alliance that was in the same industry, if I'm correct,
where absolutely.
You had slightly separate emphasis. Like, so your focus was a little bit different. So wireless versus a wired in service. So you had some of the same people, so you could refer to one another and have a little bit more strategy in that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a direct competitor, or it can be, but the point is that you're aligning on values to at least some extent where you're not directly against each other and you have some of those same clients. So to give an easy example of that would be a real estate agent might have strategic alliances with a landscaping company or a pool company or an electric company or a plumber, like just because their clients are all going to be using those same people. And so you can form alliances based on values and based on your client base.
Yes. I do want you to be aware, though, because that was heavily on the referral partner yes. aspect of strategic alliance. Strategic alliance can be somebody who is more strategic in moving your business forward and not necessarily giving you referrals, but they could be leveraging their clout in the community. They could be leveraging other things. So yes. It's easy for us to speak more on the referral aspect because that seems the most tangible almost with creating those really strong referral partners. But I do want to back it up some because one thing that we did not address is the strategy part. And so being a strategic alliance, this is why earlier we were talking about time is that when you are in strategy, that means you're creating goals, you're creating a pathway, you're looking at all the different ways that you can actually make shit happen, right? You are saying, okay, what is the smartest way or the most efficient way or whatever it is, whatever the process is that you need it to be in order to get to where you want to go. So that strategy part is important and strategic alliances. And this is where a lot of people go wrong, especially in the referral partnership is that, oh, this person's giving me referrals and I don't have to put any work. But strategic alliances, absolutely, you're putting in the work. You're being creative. You're seeing what worked, what didn't work, and you're typically meeting quite often. Sometimes a few times a week. Now, not every partnership will be that way, but strategic partners, they meet quite often. And really going back to the example that you said, absolutely, I could talk about the security side, but even Amanda and I, before we decided to get in business, we technically would we consider each other's competitors. And I'm not saying you get into business with your competitors, it may or may not happen, but we were very strategic. We held each other accountable. We were able to help. And we still have our separate businesses, right? We don't just have the Pursuit of Badassery. So technically, we are strategic alliances for each other because we're helping each other grow. We're helping each other stay accountable. We're helping each other leveraging our things to be able to help each other as well. And you've gotten personal clients. So it's so much more, but also, we don't want to overcomplicate it, I guess.
And I think it's also, it's very proactive. It's not,
yes,
it's not a reactive relationship where you just, I mean, there are aspects to that. However, when you're really forming a strategic alliance, the strategy comes from being proactive. You're thinking about how you can align yourself, be more productive, get tasks done, whatever that might be, motivate each other, support each other, hold each other accountable. But it's a proactive approach versus just kind of sitting back and waiting and seeing what happens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So think of a strategic alliance to help you expand. So that's either expand your book of business, expand your influence, expand your knowledge, expand your presence, etc. So they're really there and vice versa to expand. And it's almost rarely tit for tat, right? So just because I give Amanda a referral doesn't mean she has to give me a referral and vice versa. But it's a collective moving forward. And I will say, you know, even though I said earlier about the referral relationships, that is slightly different and it is a slightly different kind of intensity, we'll say, but very much in alignment is that still with a strategic partner who's not just focusing on referrals, you're still going, if it's a good relationship and the work is put in, you're still going to expand your finances or get clients out of this because Absolutely. Essentially that's what it's about.
Yes. And it's mutual, but not necessarily equal all the time. So as Lynn said, it's not always tit for tat. There are some months that one side might be getting more benefit from that strategic alliance, and then it could flip around the next month. It's important to think more about giving, about helping each other from a non-selfish perspective, because if you're constantly thinking and tallying up, oh, well, I got this referral and then I need to give that referral, it won't be as organic and it won't be as long lasting, in my opinion, if you're just trying to make up referrals and make up things to happen to try to make it even. I mean, we don't want it to be completely one-sided where one person's getting everything. However, if you approach it from a tit for tat, it's going to be a harder alliance to keep alive and strong, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you on a lot of aspects, and I understand what you're saying. I will say, though, with strategic alliances, you're always reviewing what worked, what didn't, yes. How can we move forward together? And I would say, too, is that, you know, each person will get into a relationship, regardless if it's a strategic alliance or whatever type of relationship, each one's needs are typically different. And it's seasonal and reason oriented. It might be situational as well. So at the end of the day, communication is key, having clarity in what you guys are doing, understanding where you're at with those actions, holding each other accountable. But having those conversations, and I can give you an example going back to the security, and this again is more the referral business, is I was passing, I had two insurance brokers that I worked with really closely at one point, and I was feeding one a ton of referrals and barely receiving any from her, but I was receiving a bunch from the other, and passing her some, not as many as the other one. It's just because we were all in BNI together and we were in different chapters. So I was giving the referrals to the one in my direct chapter. And I went back and I had a conversation after I learned some new stuff. And I said, hey, insurance agent number one, I'm giving you a ton of referrals. How can I help you make this reciprocal? Now, she was depositing into our relationship and our alliance in other ways. She would help hold me accountable. She was my motivator. Like, she really was. But until I realized, like, oh, I'm not necessarily getting return on investment for my time worth value in its entirety. And I want to be fair to the other person that is. So we had to tweak like her closing. She didn't know where to put me in. So we worked on that. With the other one, I had the same conversation, but obviously the opposite, and said, hey, insurance person number two, you know, you're giving me a lot of referrals. You know that, you know, technically BNI way, like I should be giving it to the one in my chapter, but I'm handpicking the ones to feed to you because they pretty much, her closing ratio with the ones that I passed was extremely high, almost 100%. And, but how can I give back to you? Because I want to make sure that I am rewarding this and that we are, and we actually weren't as strategic, if you would, we were more referral relationship. So I fed her bottles of wine instead. So like it's having these conversations and understanding where each other's needs are, where the direction you're going and how you guys are getting there and how you can support one another, in a consistent, constant, you know, continuing way, I think is like the most important.
Yeah. Support and educate, because
absolutely
you have to, in order to be strategic, you have to know about each other's businesses. You have to know what worked, what didn't. And that comes from educating each other from a very open space of, this is what's working, this is what's not, this is what I need, this is what I don't need. And not in a bad way. I mean, we have to be clear, and it's part of our target market and part of understanding each other's businesses. And it will exponentially change how your strategic alliance works if you're constantly tweaking and figuring out what about that relationship is working or not.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need a ton, and they're all going to be kind of different, but you should always be nurturing the close relationships that you have, because some can fall off really quickly. Things can change. Dynamics can change. They might not have the time, or they feel that it's one-sided. Sometimes relationships, like they kind of grow apart, and that's okay. So we definitely would suggest, obviously, again, strategic alliances can definitely sit more in the referral department in a various of degrees. But it is so much more. And I mean, the key points is it is called a strategic alliance. So that means that there's two of you in it. Both of you are working towards it in a strategic way. That means strategies, actions, accountability, communication, transparency. And I would also say, like, I know we said accountability, but accountability is huge, and like forward moving, that proactiveness. So
100%. Yeah. And if you think that you might have a strategic alliance, I want you to, for action step, to really think about it. Is it a strategic alliance, or is it just someone that you know that you're kind of assuming you're going to get referrals from, or you're assuming we'll talk about you? And I see this in a lot of brand new businesses where they're like, oh, well, my friends are my strategic alliances. And like, well, they can be, but your friends aren't your source for everything. So when you're building a new business, when you're newer to entrepreneurship, you really have to think about the strategy behind connecting with people and moving both your businesses forward. It's not just this willy-nilly in the air. If I wish it, it will come, and everybody's going to talk about my business because they're my friends and they know me. Like, they have things going on too.
Yeah.
So how you have to be strategic. It's strategy, strategic alliance. Not just fly by to the seat of your pants alliance.
I mean, it is finding the right person. And again, they have to be willing to put in the time. They have to be willing to learn and grow with you, and vice versa. And yeah, that communication and that agreement is really, really important. And at the end of the day, you really only need 3 to 5 really strong ones to make. 3 to 5 to make your business thrive. I love that term, but really strong ones to exponentially help your business. And one thing that we didn't touch on is that, and this is more on the referral relationship side, but it also is in the strategic alliance side, maybe not as like direct referrals, but you want people out there talking about you. You want people working for you and promoting you. You know, there's Instagram, our favorite, at least my favorite news feed, but they always have like those memes and stuff. You want a friend who is going to be saying your name in a room full of opportunities when you're not there. And this is what a strategic alliance is, but it's strategy. Like, you're actually like, okay, what networking event can we go to? What can we do here? How can I do it better? So that's the strategy part. And that's the proactive part versus being reactive, which is okay. We love the reactiveness. We love our fan club. It's that you're putting in the work to make it happen. You are analyzing and adjusting to really exponentially help each other grow, and constantly be nurturing them. I mean, it's key for sure.
It is. It's really, and it will dramatically affect your ability to grow and scale.
Yeah.
You, it's not that you can't grow your business without strategic alliances, but it's way slower.
Harder.
Yeah. Smarter and harder.
Harder. And again, you want them to be saying your name when you're not in the room. Like, when you have a really good strategic and referral alliance team or relationships, then you're getting business even when you are unable to go out and fish. People mm-hmm. are bringing you fish. You know, that whole quote, teach them to fish versus give them a fish. Well, they'll end up giving you. Your closing ratios are higher because they're leveraging their name, their credibility. It just helps improve your business, and it helps you work smarter, not harder. So, yeah.
So if you have questions about how to form strategic alliances, hit us up. We'll talk all day long about strategic alliances. I think we'll talk all day long about everything.
Yeah. But this is one of our key trainings. This is something that we go into companies and work with entrepreneurs, but also large companies on, and helping them really develop what is the strategic alliance kind of framework that works well for their business, as well as how to constantly nurture that and what it looks like. And because it is a small shift, it is a redirection of your efforts, but that redirection of efforts is paying off tenfold versus just one at a time. So yeah,
absolutely.
It can be a game changer for your business. So definitely hit us up. Let us know what you liked about the podcast. You get to see us both. And if you're listening to this in your ears, go to YouTube and watch us, because
Now you can see us. But while you're there at YouTube or wherever you're listening, make sure you like, subscribe, send us a review. We'd like to hear more about what you want to listen to because that's why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. And let us know if there's anything in addition that you would like to learn about Even Strategic Alliances and anything that you feel that we missed. Because again, we can only cram so much in 20 minutes. So we talk about this for like literally one of our trainings is days. Like we work with companies for months on this to really develop it. So let us know if there's any part of the strategic alliance relationship that you really enjoy. And if you have any questions of how to develop that, let us know as well. But till next time.
Get after it.
All right, everyone. It's not enough to just listen.
Now you've got to put it into action.
We are so excited to see what you do next.
If you enjoyed our show, please leave us a review on iTunes.
And to find out more about what we're doing, visit us at thepursuitofbadassery.com.